By the time they met, Dan Hull and his partner had had their share of love, marriage, and divorce. So when they entered into their relationship, they knew they weren't going to get married again. But one day, Dan changed his mind. So for her birthday, Dan decided to propose as romantically as possible, but with a right-hand ring.
A right-hand ring is same finger, but right hand, and it's a symbol of independence. Women wear it as a symbol of independence. So I got a right-hand ring, but I made sure it had enough carats to say I love you. So there we are. We're in the hot tub. We've got the champagne going. I dropped the ring in the flute. I poured. I scripted this thing out, and the look on her face shocked me, and I choked for a second, and instead of saying, marry me, I went into something more like this. Okay, I know I said we weren't going to get married, but the thing is, I want to marry you. And I knew I had to get you a ring, but I didn't want to get you an engagement ring. That seemed kind of chintzy, because you know what? You might say no. In fact, if you say no, that's totally cool. You can totally say no. That ring, that's a right-hand ring, it's a promise ring, because I respect your independence. I want you to be independent, if you want to be independent, but I want to marry you. So here's the thing. It's happy birthday. Happy birthday. That's your birthday ring. But if you want to get married, I want to make that your engagement ring, because I love you. Marry me? Thankfully, she said, of course. Now, I'd like to tell you that that's the end of the story. But the next day, over breakfast, we were eating, and she said, you know what, last night, that was the most amazing, romantic thing that anyone has ever done for me. But I cannot marry you. She goes, you know my history. I am cursed with marriage. I am really in love with you. Let's not ruin this with marriage. Okay. So about 2 years went by, and I was putting socks in my suitcase, getting ready to go on a trip out of town. And she came upstairs, and she said, hey, what are you going to do when you come back on Thursday? I said, I don't know, hanging out with you, I guess. Why? She goes, want to get married? She said, here's the thing. My first two marriages were a disaster because I entered them with like all sorts of romantic idealism. And I'll admit, 2 years ago when you asked me, I was really afraid that the same thing was going to happen again. I want to get married because I understand that I'm not just in love with you. I love you. And I said, cool. So, sure enough, I came back on Thursday. We went to the court. Got married, met some friends at our favorite Chinese restaurant afterward, and had a celebratory dinner. And I remember on our one-year anniversary, we were at dinner, and we had this conversation. We decided, you know what? We beat this curse. And at this point, this marriage isn't about what our friends say or what our family say or what our past history says. This marriage, this relationship really, is about us and what we want. And we had that conversation about 7 years ago. I'm happy to say that's not the end of the story.
That was Dan Hull. He's the co-founder of The Storyline, a monthly storytelling event at Space 55 in Phoenix. Join us at our next night of live storytelling, Thursday, April 16th, at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art. And to learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or about how to tell your own story, visit us at storytellers.azcentral.com.